Writer James Lee Burke calls America's southern roots a roadmap for the country's future. And maybe that's why his crime fiction series, featuring Detective Dave Robichaux and based in Louisiana's Cajun country, has been so popular nationwide. The latest, Last Car to Elysian Fields, is just out, and critics praise this one the way they do the others. The characters, the settings, the language. Jim Burke is an extraordinary writer. But though he's been at it since the mid-1960s, Jim Burke says he's still working out what makes a good book.
A lot of the criteria, at least for me, has to do with the sincerity of personal investment in what an author writes or the music that a musician creates. I like something Jack Kerouac said right before his death in 1969. He was interviewed by a reporter from Esquire, and the reporter said, which writers do you like most, Mr. Kerouac? And he replied, I like them all, everyone who tries, everyone who is sincerely invested in his art.
Is what you do, detective novels, is that art?
Well, I'll let somebody else define it. It's the art that I write. I've always felt good about everything I've written. I've always written the best book I could. If it doesn't measure up, I still feel good about it. When I get, to the end of the line, I can always look back over my shoulder and say everything I ever wrote was the best game I could pitch.
Let me ask you, when you make choices in storytelling, as you do in this book, with the death of Dave Robichaux's wife, how do you get to do something like that?
I don't feel that I really decide how a story goes. This might seem strange, but I've often felt that I'm more witness rather than participant in the creation of the stories that are in my novels. I've always felt that the story was written in the unconscious, and it's a matter of incremental discovery. The story of Dave Robichaux and all the people around him, or any of the other characters that I've written about over the years, I honestly believe that story was written by a hand other than mine.
Do you not know the endings of your books?
No, I never do. Not even going into the last chapter. I never know the ending.
You once said that Louisiana, where these stories are set, that Louisiana is a microcosm for the society as a whole. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that all art, or narrative art, for it to survive its own time, needs to represent a story that is larger than a regional one. And someone who has grown up in the South, particularly in Louisiana, has an enormous advantage in that the past that characterizes our nation is still visibly there, present. For example, the influences of slavery, which we think of as a distant event and one that is regional in nature. But the events that characterize Louisiana's colonial history also characterize the history of New York. The largest slave market in the history of our country was on the banks of the Hudson River. You follow me? The exploitation of the poor, the injustices done, people who had no power, no voice at all took place in New York, just as they did in Louisiana. And when I was a little boy, my dad and I hunted for mini balls along the banks of Bayou Teche. Those 58 caliber balls were still in the ground. There was a Confederate gunboat still sunk in Bayou Teche. I have a big spike my dad and I pulled out of a beam in 1942. Doc Rowe said it better than I. Someone asked him how he wrote so convincingly of early New York, and he replied, "It's still there." He said, all you have to do is stroll through the village early in the morning when the fog, in effect, effaces the present and lets you see the past. It's a great statement.
Have you read William Kennedy's Roscoe?
Yeah, I did. I just finished it.
God, what a book that is.
Yeah. Oh, he's great at recreating Albany in the 20s.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. But
yeah,
it's really, the story is actually about today. That's what makes those writers so interesting, Kennedy and Doc Rowe. They're actually writing about us. Yeah. The most informative book I ever read as a writer is Eusebius's History of the Church. He was a 4th century Christian bishop and theologian who wrote the stunning history of what the empire was like when he was alive. But what is so impressive about the book is when you finish it, you say, my Lord, he wasn't writing about those guys. He was writing about us. Nothing has changed. The same players are still around.
Jim Burke, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
All right. Thank you.
Writer James Lee Burke, author of Last Car to Elysian Fields, the latest in his Dave Robichaux crime novels. And there's more of my interview with Jim Burke at our website, npr.org.